It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show.
928-854-5687. That's 854-5687.
Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out, the very first day of November.
November, where has this year gone?
You always do that.
Yeah, well, it's always going fast.
November 1st, 2021, yeah. Welcome to the show. We have a real-life John Travolta body double on the phone with us. Roger Galloway, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I know you caught that. But, you know, it's funny, but one of my nicknames was Horseshack back in the day. When the
no kidding.
Yeah, when the hair go figure, right? With the nose and the hair, come on, man. Like Joe Biden would say, come on, man. So, Roger, I want to get right to it because we've got another guest and
sure.
Some other information. I want to get your inside Hollywood scoop on the Alec Baldwin situation because I'm sure there's developing information on all of that. But there's a job fair coming up this week. In Mojave County, at the administration building. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, this is our second one in the past year. We have a lot of jobs open in virtually every single department, whether it's the sheriff or the public works or the health department or whatever. We have jobs galore. So we're having a job fair on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our county administration building, and that's at 700 West Beale, right off the freeway. And on the mezzanine, the second floor, and we'll have people here helping anyone who comes in, any applicants we have. We have, as you know, great benefits and, hey, the opportunity to advance as well. So we're hoping that people will show up here and take advantage of that opportunity to see about making a career out of working for the county and being in government.
Yeah, the notes I have are medical, dental, vision, life insurance, identity theft protection. That's relatively new.
How interesting.
Well, yes. there's a couple of casinos that do that on Casino Drive as well, and it's very helpful, by the way. But the county did that out of necessity for its own employees, right?
That's correct. Yeah, and it is, just as you said, it's relatively new, it's very comprehensive and very effective.
And then the state retirement, I know guys that work for public works, you wouldn't even expect it, but they're like, yeah, I have my state retirement now with the county.
Yeah, very cool.
So that's a very cool benefit.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And so, again, this is our second one. We have, in the neighborhood of 80 some jobs available, you know, everything from entry level, mid level, all the way up to, you know, hey, maybe a communications director in the near future. Who knows?
Hey, that's Roger, funny. Are they with so many jobs open? Are they all in Kingman, or are they
It's a mixture. As you probably know, because of the county seat is Kingman, most of the jobs are in Kingman, but not all of them. But you have to come to Kingman and meet. And it, believe me, it helps a lot if you meet face to face with a department head, as you will here, as opposed to writing an application and sending it in.
So tell me what people should do. The job fair is from 10 to 3, but you probably don't want to show up in your flip-flops and cargo shorts, right?
If they're smart.
Yeah,
really. I mean, come on. It's not have a suit casual. You know?
Right, right.
Yeah, you should show up and look reasonably well-dressed. And, hey, it's good for any job anywhere, and it's definitely true for that as well here.
Do you need to bring a resume? Should you bring a letter of recommendation, that sort of thing?
Yeah. The usual thing when you apply for a job is true here, too. Bring your resume with you and be ready to let people know what your abilities are, what your capabilities are, what you feel you'd like your future to be, and, hey, you're ready to go.
So what's the timetable from when people meet with, say, a director from, I don't know, Public Works? And what's the timetable from meeting with them to maybe getting the next interview to actually being hired on by the county?
You know, I'll tell you, this is my own personal opinion. I think people know almost right away on both sides of the table on, you know, hey, am I going to get this job? Do I want this job? Mm-hmm. Am I what they're looking for? Is this person who we're looking for? I think you find out pretty fast. And I think that moving on to that next part in working for the county is exactly what can happen pretty fast, pretty rapidly.
Right.
Roger, is there any single place where people can look at an overall list of what positions are available or anything to get a handle on, their interest?
I should answer this. I truthfully don't know. You can try going to our Mojave County. It's Mojave.gov, I think is what it is now.
Yeah, that's it.
And take a look and see. I'm not sure of that, but I can tell you, there's a wide variety in every department. The Sheriff's Department, like I said, Public Works, Economic Development, Development Services. So it's pretty wide-ranging.
Cool.
There's Assessor, Clerk of Superior Court, Community Services,
yes.
County Attorney, Development Services, Elections, Finance. There's also probably on one of the KNTR Radio Central Facebook pages, I believe this is posted there as well, the flyer. So anyway, 10 to 3, where do people go in Kingman, Roger?
They go to our administration building. It's the first exit. If you're coming from Havasu, for example, it's the first exit. It's the Beale Street exit.
Right.
And it's right there, I-40. You'll see a giant complex. And you come into the building, you go up to the second floor, the mezzanine, whatever you want to call it, and you'll see tables galore, and a lot of the directors of our various departments will be there to greet you.
Oh, perfect.
Very good.
Let's switch over to put on your Hollywood hat, if the county will let you anyway, and give us an update on what you know about the Alec Baldwin shooting on the set of Rust. We now know that Hannah Gutierrez, I can't remember her last name right now, but we now know she's from Bullhead City. That's the armor, Jim.
Yes.
Right,
her.
Right. And she was, as we know, relatively inexperienced.
Right.
And that the set, and this is pretty much a fact, was not well run. Despite what Alec Baldwin said on the weekend, it was a well-oiled machine. No, it wasn't.
Ah.
I just wanted to say something on that. I spent a lot of time in L.A. And also, by the way, in Tucson. I was on the set of High Chaparral so many times I can't begin to tell you. And I wanted to find out everything that was going on. I was news director for the top radio station in Tucson at the time, and I went out and did interviews with everyone and every job, and guns were very, very important there. Safety has always been the number one priority on these movie sets and TV sets. Way back in 1976, I did a children's television special, and one of the segments, I played a cowboy that shoots a gun and is shot. And they had the little blood things that they put inside my shirt and everything.
Right.
And we had one of the main prop guys in guns on telling us about the safety factors. Every person that touches that gun should look inside the gun, you know, make certain that it's not loaded or it has blanks, if it's supposed to have blanks, make certain they aren't blanks, etc.
Right.
That was not done here.
Okay.
And that includes Alec Baldwin, by the way. He's supposed to do it. He's the one that is going to be firing that gun.
Right.
He didn't do it.
All right. So you sent me an email and you described, I was trying to tell a few people about this, how the assistant director and the director or the cinematographer in this case, how she could get shot when she's not on the set, she's offset behind the
camera. It's easy.
Can you describe that for radio?
Baldwin did the wrong thing. He shouldn't have aimed it directly at her, no matter what.
Were they trying to get a point of view shot then from the camera?
What they were doing was rehearsing. All right, they were real tight. She wasn't more than 5-6 feet away from him. Okay? With her camera. She was to the left of the camera limb, a lens, and the director, I think Souza was his name, was slightly to the left of her so that his right shoulder was almost directly behind her.
I got you.
And they were all kind of tight together.
Right.
And they were doing a close-up in which Baldwin was going to fire the gun at the camera. That would be our POV as an audience member.
Absolutely.
So that's what happened, and he fired it, and there we know what happened after that. But I personally like Alec Baldwin's acting. I always have. He's a very good actor. Politics or not, the guy simply didn't do what he was supposed to do. He was the last one to handle that gun, and he should have looked at it. Just as the AD was supposed to look at it, who admitted he didn't, and the armorer, this young lady from Bullhead City, who was inexperienced, didn't do her job, and that was her. She was the primary responsibility for it.
Right. So I have two more questions. Was he supposed to fire the weapon in rehearsal? Okay, that's my
he
first
could
question.
Or couldn't. It didn't matter. He could have done it. They may have said, go ahead and fire it. We want to get the feel of what it's going to sound like. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. Most films today, they put the flash and the sound of the pistol, the gun, whatever the weapon, in post.
Right.
And that when they just kind of go bang, you know, that's what's done on most. Some of them don't do that. I forget which director it is, but a very well-known director. It's not Scorsese, but one director said, I want to use blanks because the effect is better than what they do in post. It sounds more realistic. I like the sound of the guns. My actors react much better.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I appreciate that. You know, that's done, but it doesn't have to be. But I think what happened, by the way, one last thing. On High Chaparral, countless times I saw actors, because it was pretty isolated out there at Old Tucson, and you'd get behind all the buildings, and it was like just desert. They would go out target shooting, put real bullets in their guns, and go target shooting.
Right.
And then they emptied them out and brought them back to the set. And they were. I think that may well have been when that was an isolated set in New Mexico. I think some people went out, got these antique guns, which were kind of cool, put real bullets in them to see if they were accurate, and went target shooting. And a bullet was left in there.
That seems
to make the most sense.
I would agree with you. I don't know if you saw the statement from Hannah Gutierrez Reed's legal team, but it sounds like she had more than one job. She wasn't just the armor on the film. Is that right?
That's correct. She had two or three, at least two. She shouldn't have had.
Right.
She should have. That should have been her only job. And she was very young. She's very young. This is like the second thing she did. She did a movie called Old Ways, I think, with Nicolas Cage, and one of her guns went off right behind him, and he exploded. He was livid. How could you do that? She was almost fired right then, right on the spot.
Oh, wow. Wow. Hmm. So I was trying to think of the actor that blew up on the set, the Australian actor. Who was that, or English actor? It was Batman, wasn't it?
What are you talking about? I'm not sure.
No, it's an old rant on YouTube, and I can't remember the actor's name. But anyway.
There was a Jonathan Hexum, something like that. He was put the gun up to his head. It was a blank, and it killed him.
Oh, no. I'm talking about somebody who explodes on a set like you just described.
Oh, you're talking about Christian Bale.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they do it, normally you see video of it, and it ends up online. But
well, you can imagine Nicolas Cage exploding. Oh, he explodes just doing a normal scene.
Sure. Plus, he's a relative of Francis Ford Coppola, so he has every right to explode, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Roger, again, the job fair this Wednesday, November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Is it best to arrive early?
I think so. You know, everybody gets a little tired at the end of the day, but there are people that, you know, that the only time they can get off is, or, you know, is let's say they work half time in the morning or something, and then they can't get out to Kingman until later. So that's understandable. But if you can make it at any time between 10 and 3, the earlier the better. That's what I believe.
Makes sense to me. All right, Roger, we're going to take a short break, and thanks for joining us today. We're going to go out with your favorite song of all time. By Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
You bet.
All right. Thanks for joining us today.
Take care, both of you. Okay, Jim.
You too, sir. All right. Bye-bye. All right, little Frankie Valli, can't take my eyes off of you. For Roger Galloway, we've got Dr. Carla Harkerode on the phone, hopefully, ready to join us in the next segment.
We'll find out what's new at ASU.
ASU at Lake Havasu. You betcha. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. You're listening to Speak Out. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. We do have Dr. Carla Harkerode on the line. Are you there, Dr. Carla?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Ooh, she's booming today.
You betcha.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau, Thane O'Brien was spot on, assisting with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Thane 928-706-2784 or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And our newest sponsor, Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants, with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center. Visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. Let's see if I can pull Jim in here. I can hear you.
Well, that's good. That's good, and hopefully our listeners.
But you can't hear yourself?
Nope, but hopefully our listeners can hear, and all of these great advertisers just want a shot at your business. So give them a try, and when you do, tell them that you heard about them on Speak Out.
That's really weird. You're coming in like loud and clear.
Yes, but it is.
That's very strange. How about now?
No, it's dead in all of them.
That's weird. Okay, so anyway, Dr. Carla, welcome to the show. And I'm going to ask, we're going to talk about fall 2021 graduation plans first. Wow, that's just like right now or what?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that it's happening right around the corner, but that's correct. It is November 1. Graduation is about the middle of December, so we are planning to celebrate our graduates. We are doing it in person, so many people know that we were not in person for a number of semesters. And we are now going to be in person. We're really excited about that. So we are going to do it outside on our campus. So we're in the middle of planning for that with our graduation committee. We have 14 graduates this fall. And also, we're very excited to invite all of our past graduates from the past three semesters to join us for an in-person ceremony if they so choose. So it's pretty exciting.
That is very exciting.
Very cool. So how many past graduates are likely to participate?
We just have a handful at this point. Many of them have already, you know, some of them may have left the area, whatever may have happened, and so we've been reaching out to them as groups as well as individually. So we'll see. We'll probably have a handful of them.
Oh, cool.
Any particular majors or major courses of study that they're, do you have those figures where they're graduating in? What the degrees are in? Dr. Carla? Hello? Dr. Carla, can you hear me? Well, she just dropped right off. I can't. She was like loud and clear.
We seem to have some technical gremlins left over from Halloween.
Yeah, something, right? Well, it is Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's Day of the Dead. So anyway, Dr. Carlo will call back in and we'll get that all taken care of. But, oh, I wanted to mention too, we have many, many sets of tickets here. How many is that, Jim? That
that's
you see?
A lot. Well, one, two, three, four, five.
Five.
Wow.
One for each day of the week. We have tickets.
And what are they to?
The Power of Fives presents a salute to American veterans at the Auction Pavilion in Phoenix. That is this Saturday, November 6th at 5 p.m. So during the next break, give us a call and, you'll be able to go see that, show. Of course, headlined by Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry and Aaron Lewis. Well, he used to be with Stain, but now he's a country star. So
cool.
Aaron Lewis will
Very
be
cool.
there as well. And there's some other artists, some up-and-coming artists. And it's a salute to American veterans. And we've got the tickets right here. There's no amount on them, unfortunately. But I know for a fact that they're, I think it's northwards of 25 or 30 bucks, if
Gee.
I remember right. Yeah.
So free is good.
Free is great. Yeah, all you have to do is provide your own ride down to Phoenix and go check it out at the Auction Pavilion. And then, again, call us during the next break, and I'll give away one pair of those tickets to the American Veterans Salute from presented by the Power of Fives. So
uh-huh.
That'll be cool. I was really surprised to see those on my desk this morning. Like, oh, nice. We'll get to give those away. So hopefully we will get Dr. Carla Harkelrode back on the line here soon. You know what it is? We lost internet.
Oh.
There's no internet.
Well.
Yeah. So
how can we get by?
Well, you know, when that happens, we have to adapt, right? So
we're going to a hot spot here.
No, we'll figure out. No, we're going to go to an and what are they called? iPods?
Oh, yes.
So we'll try that. We'll come back after the break with music, I promise. But right now, for some reason, we will not have Dr. Carla Harkelrode until we get our internet back. So that's
well,
the way
we'll
it is.
We'll just have to talk about her instead of with her.
You're just going to have to talk to me, Jim. Anyway, give us a I don't know how you're going to give us a call. You could try the station or send me a text to my cell. It's 928-296-1550. Send me a text, and I will give you a pair of tickets. The first person that texts me, 928-296-1550, I'll give you a ticket to the Salute to American Veterans presented by the Power Five.
A new technological breakthrough, text for tickets.
And the first time I've ever given out my phone number on the air. So there you go. I may
well,
have to change it by tomorrow.
Every car warranty company is making note of that.
Yeah, thanks. They're already blocked. I have a block on mine because I'm a Verizon customer, so it's perfect. And I have someone, I'm not sure if he's eligible, but I have someone texting me. So, all right. And he's just kidding, he says. So, yeah, don't do that to me, folks. All right, only call if you can go. It's this Saturday, 5 p.m. at the Auction Pavilion in Phoenix. All right, we'll be back with more on Speak Out right after this. Hey, Jim?
Yes.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
We're going into the dark ages, pre-internet.
Yeah. I love this song, too. Burn in Love by Elvis.
Oh, cool.
It's the king, baby. Let's turn it up. All right. Unfortunately, we have no phones, so you can't call in. But I have plenty to talk about because we have the events guru, and I have an update from the county. Also,
yeah.
So anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SamsGuns.com. My favorite word, differentiated by an apostrophe. You know what that is? Herbs. Yeah. Makes sense, doesn't it? Sun Power by Esme Electric and the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty. with Bobby and Julie Lewis, Brian Besley, and Lori Rule. Boy, if I could, I'd just pull a Mark Levin right now and play like 3 minutes of music, right?
Well, how long has Herb's Herbs been an advertiser? Must be 20 years.
How long have you been on the show?
20 years.
Probably about that.
I remember forever, I think.
There's a few of them. There's, Patio Paradise has been on quite a while.
Yes, they have too.
That's
sure.
We're the first place, as I remember, that Ginger, when she owned it, advertised. And then you've got Bradley Chevrolet, Bradley Force, Springberg, which is Springberg Wealth Management now. And, even GDK CPA, SamsGuns.com, Herbs, like you said. Connected Computer.
Forever.
Verizon
yes.
Community Bank.
Golly.
So a lot of long-term advertisers on this show. We call, you know what we call that in radio?
What do we call it?
TFN. Till further notice. There's no end date. We like that.
That's
we
true.
Like TFNers. All right.
That's true.
County, this comes from Roger via text.
Yeah, we should have a drum roll for this. This is brand new, hot off the press.
Then I'd have to get paid.
All right. That's right.
People are like, why don't you go to jam sessions, Paul? Because I would have to get paid. All right. County supervisors just voted 4-1, so 4-1, to raise the wage of every county employee $1 an hour more in 2022 and another $1 an hour more, $2 an hour by 2023.
Golly.
And reinstate annual performance evaluations tied to step increases. I guess
all the people that are lining up to go to the Wednesday job fair up there, they just got a raise for next year for the jobs they're going to get on Wednesday.
No doubt about it.
So that's great.
So the step salary schedule has been reduced from 10 steps to 7. Not sure what that means. All good news for county employees. Travis Lingenfelter was the lone no vote on that. Interesting. I would have thought it was the...
Busker.
Either Buster or right, or Ron Gould. So it's very interesting.
Yes.
This just happened, by the way. And if you go to YouTube.com and go to, just type in Mojave County in the search engine there, you can subscribe to that channel and, watch it over again after Speak Out ends.
So does that mean that they are having a supervisors meeting as we are?
Yes.
Right now during the day they're having a supervisors
meeting. I believe they moved those to the first Monday of the month. Might be the first and third. But everything kind of changed during the pandemic and they went down to one meeting a month. So anyway, we're back. Paul Lavoie along with brother Jim Russell. And, of course, Jim's been a fixer. Why weren't you here last week?
Because
Buster and I,
talked about me.
Well, yeah, we kind of doubted at your age that you could work at all. But that's not true.
That's not true. Fortunately, I am able to, do the work. Unfortunately, I have to do the work.
Because?
I had to drive one of our semis back to Havasu from the Kingman Street Drags to get the remnants of our equipment off of Route 66 so it could go back to being a major street in Kingman instead of being a drag strip.
And the reason you're required to do that is because you're the only one with the CDL, right?
Yeah, I'm the only one with a current medical and a CDL.
Wow.
Somewhat inconvenient. And also,
that's something to be proud of. I'm not saying at your age, but that's something to be proud of at your age.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I consider myself very fortunate that I am able to do it, physically as well as legally.
I would totally agree with you there. So yeah, that's great.
But that
you could do that for your company.
Yeah, that cleared the was amongst the final things off of the street from the successful Route 66 street drags, the Kingman Street Drags. Great event,
right?
And it wrapped up the six events in 4 weeks that my company was heavily involved in, which I think is an all time record for big events, and nearly wrapped up those for the 50th anniversary of the bridge stuff. A couple were left, and I think you had the Mel Torme
Steve March Torme.
Steve, yes.
Right. Oh, and it looks like
we got
our
phone.
It looks like Dr. Carla's back on the line too, because I do have caller ID for those of you who doubt that we have caller ID. So, Dr. Carla, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Yeah.
We can give Suddenlink a production credit today.
Wonderful. Sounds
yeah.
Great.
So anyway, welcome back. We were talking about fall graduation plans, right. But also I think it was this past weekend for
yes.
Tempe anyway was the homecoming.
Yeah.
Which did not fare well for them against Washington State, by the way.
No, it didn't. It did not. But except that our, we do try to take our students over to homecoming if they're interested in going. So
right.
We did take a small group of students over there, and our student services coordinator, senior, she said they did a wonderful job. They had a great time, and they were really appreciative of the opportunity to go over to Tempe. So we really try to help our students here understand and know that they are a part of a much larger whole, that they are an ASU student like any ASU student, and so we do try to take them over to Tempe when we have the opportunity to do so.
Oh, that's very cool.
Nice little benefit.
That is a nice little benefit.
Yeah.
Do you have to be, off of a double secret probation to make that happen? How does that work?
No, we follow all the rules. We do have an ASU shuttle that we own here on campus, and so we have a number of authorized drivers, and our student services coordinator is an authorized driver, and so she is able to take them over there in the shuttle. But we have a student activities fee account, and so we use funds from that account to do things for students. So they even stayed the night over there. We were able to work out a deal for tickets.
Wow.
So. Yeah, it's really fun. There were, I think, 12 to 13 of them that went. Some of them drove themselves over as well.
You know, you might have been the jinx for that game. ASU had like 5 turnovers during that game.
I take no responsibility for that, Paul. None.
You know, when you have an Oregon native in the house, I'm just saying. Anyway, let's move on quickly to the partnership you have with MCC. Now, I noticed that I was at a Kiwanis meeting on Thursday, and that was MCC Mondays, ASU Thursdays, and Dr. Maria from Maria Ione from the Havasu campus of MCC was wearing an ASU shirt. And I said, Dr. Maria, what's that all about?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So we're always looking for ways to partner with MCC and fun ways to do so as well. So I'm really excited that MCC decided to go forward with MCC Mondays. And so here at ASU at Lake Havasu, as well as around town, we try to sport our Mojave Community College gear on Mondays.
Nice.
And it's fun. And we take pictures. We don't post them on social media. And then on Thursdays, MCC is doing Transfer Thursdays. And we at ASU Lake Havasu do ASU Thursdays. And so on Thursdays, MCC, they can wear ASU shirts. They can wear a shirt for another university as well. So they do Transfer Thursdays, and we do ASU Thursdays here on campus. And so, it's fun. It's a fun way to stay connected with them and to show support for one another.
So it's not just about the gear, though, not just about the T-shirts. What does it all mean when
sure.
you say MCC Monday and ASU Thursdays? What does that all mean?
So what we're really wanting to do is make sure that students at Mojave Community College know that they have an option here locally to pursue their bachelor's degree if they so choose. So when MCC, does Transfer Thursdays, it's a good opportunity to remind students that there's a next step if they choose to take it, and there's one here locally for them.
Oh, how nice.
Very cool.
Did you have something, Jim?
No.
No? Okay. Then we can move on. Spring 2022 registration. I know MCC's doing the same thing. Are you registering for spring and summer?
No, just spring right now.
Okay.
Just spring right now, and it just started. So our advisor here on campus has been very busy.
I bet.
You've seen students sometimes every half an hour. So our students are using the services that are available to them. We really want to make sure students are making good choices about the classes that they take, so they're making progress toward their degree and not wasting any time whatsoever by taking the wrong course for what they're planning to do. So spring registration is in effect right now. By the time I talk with you next, I should have an update on how many new students we'll be welcoming for spring semester.
You do expect new additions to the
We
campus?
Do. Yeah, we do expect some new students. Right. I won't know those numbers probably until December when we talk next, but we do expect to have some new students. I was just checking this morning and noticed that we have new residence hall applications for spring semester. And as everyone may remember, we are full in our residence hall this year, which is the first time ever that's happened. So we'll see. I'm expecting some more students.
How exciting.
So are there plans to expand the residence hall in the future?
That's a million-dollar question. Great question.
Somebody's talked about that in the executive meetings, huh?
So this year, what we did, the Travel Lodge was an exceptional partner, and they provided a hotel block for us for the fall while our students got started. So we had a local partner here that managed overflow. We have been able to pull all of our students back to the residence hall as things sorted out. We had, for example, international students who weren't able to come even though they intended to, things like that. So we were able to get all of our students on campus, but we are completely full. We have 67 beds, and all 67 beds are full. So if we need the hotel block again in the short term, that's a solution for us, I hope. We'll go back to the Travel Lodge and see if that's something that they're interested in doing with us in the spring. So, but, yes, long term, we have to think about these things.
Are a significant percentage of your student population using the residence?
Let me see here. I could do the math for you real quick and tell you exactly how many students have what percentage is on campus. We have 38% of our students living on campus with us.
Wow.
38%?
Correct.
That sounds to me like a large percentage. Is that, how does that apply in the rest of the system? Is that somewhat normal?
Our situation is so, I don't have the Tempe statistics off the top of my head about how many of their students live on campus. They have roughly 17,000 students who live on campus with them, and they have many, many more students than that over in Tempe. I know they use hotel blocks as well for overflow. But, you know, we've not been full out here before. We've had two renovations to the what used to be a motel that is now the residence hall here on campus. We've had two renovations, phase one and phase two, which led us up to the 67 beds. So, you know, we're excited to be full. It's the first time we've been full, and we're really excited to have local partners who are willing to help us when we do have overflow.
That's cool.
So that said, are you having problems or any challenges with workforce housing for those people who work at ASU at Lake Havasu?
I appreciate that question. It's something I personally care a lot about. I've been to a couple meetings locally around this topic. So for the most part, we haven't had any new hires who've needed to move here while I've been here. Our last faculty position was filled before I came. That person transitioned here, and there were some challenges with finding a place to live, but that person was successful. But it's an issue, and when we go to hire, you know, again, and we actually do have an open position. I didn't share that with you in advance of our call this morning, but we do have an open professional staff position right now. So we'll see how that goes. Yes, it's a real issue here in our city.
Yeah, and so far you've dodged a bullet, you know, as far as having to place people that might move to the city. So, I mean, I know of one principal in the Lake Havasu Unified School District that's having to commute from Bullhead City. And he was just hired into the district, so he's still looking for housing here as well.
Right. Yep, it's a real issue. We do have an open professional staff position. I'm really excited about it. It's a student services coordinator associate position, and this position will focus on student activities and student engagement, particularly international student engagement, because we have a lot of international students on this campus. So that position is open on our website.
Is that something that the candidate would have to be bilingual to in order to be hired?
Nope. We have international students from all over the world, so that's not a prerequisite for the position.
Okay, perfect. What about your I noticed on the notes here you have a public transit plan.
Yeah, so I think some people already know, but if we don't, I always like to share this information that Lake Havasu City has an on-demand transit plan, and if you're curious about it, you can find more at lhctransit.org.
Right.
But essentially, it's and you may have talked about it on your show before, mostly I'm really interested in this because for our students who don't have cars, it helps them be more mobile. Public transit, when you have a college campus, is incredibly important, so students are able to get around. So some of the efforts that the city is making, I think, are going to be really helpful to the campus and to the students we have here.
I see a lot of students, at least they appear to be students, walking up and down Swanson to either do shopping or go to Starbucks or whatever it is that, you know, wherever they're going. But there's a lot of them walking. I don't know if you know this too, Dr. Carla, but I saw a presentation with Patrick Cypress. He's the director of transportation for the city, as you well know. And they're going to be using the Uber app and the Lyft app will work in tandem with the transportation for the city. Have you seen that?
Yes, it I haven't actually tried it out myself.
Isn't that fascinating, though?
But it's wonderful. I mean, this is you know, this fits really well with how students interact,
right?
With world and the world and technology. So I think it's pretty exciting what the city's doing to try to make public transit an option.
That not quite following that. Does that mean that they would call for an Uber ride and the city would pick up the tab, essentially? Is that what we're saying?
It is an on-demand service that works like Uber and Lyft ride sharing.
Oh, similar, but they
will be one of the vehicles on the app will be a city vehicle, as I understand it.
Yes, that's how it is.
I
so
see.
It's if you go to the Uber app, you can look for LHCT Direct or LHCT Flex.
That's
cool. Yep. And then it is city employees as well. So it's not independent contractors, it's city employees.
Right.
So it's a little different too, but I just think it's a really great service that the city is working to provide, and I know that they're looking to provide service more hours of the day over time, which will also be a wonderful thing for our students.
Well, I think when I first saw it, I thought it was absolute genius, not to mention outside-the-box thinking.
Yes.
You know, that's just fantastic.
Yes.
So,
it is.
Anything else you want to touch on before we let you go?
No, I think those are the updates for right now, but I'll have more about spring semester and enrollment and things like that when we talk next.
Right. And by the way, ASU hosts USC this coming weekend. So same time, same channel. You can get on the KNTR Sports as well. That'll be at noon on Saturday. So good luck with USC, right?
That's right.
It'll be forks up.
Forks up. That's right. Forks up.
All right. Perfect. Dr. Carla, thanks so much for joining us today. I know it was a little bit of a challenge. Thanks to our...
Yeah, plus we injected a technological challenge by...
Thanks to our ISP.
Yeah. It's all good. I'm glad to talk with you guys. Have a great day.
That's because it was meant to be. Thanks, Dr. Carla.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll have a little bit to talk about, a couple minutes anyway, more than normal.
Yes.
Brother Jim, and we'll come back with more in a moment on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie with Brother Jim Russell. Stay with us. All right, we're back on Speak Out. Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell. I need to talk about this new app.
Yeah, how cool.
We're on an app.
About it. Wow.
It's not our app.
No.
No. This is called the Lake Havasu City app. So go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. Right, I'll get it out. And search for Lake Havasu City app. And I normally send them the shows like on a Monday. They'll have all of last week's shows
and
along with the week before. We just started doing this with the developers of the app. So there's a lot of different things on this app, by the way. All events, by the way, districts and landmarks, coupons, find a business, home and garden, dining, automotive, entertainment, you name it.
Wow, that's very neat.
It's a really cool app.
Very neat. And they can go to the app and hear past shows of Speak Out.
And then see the ads on there. Like there's one for Havasu 95. There's Holy Rockarolas. I'm not sure what that is. That's a performing arts center. Main Street First Friday. There's all kinds of cool little features on there.
Yeah.
Rotating ads. I know Mojave Mortgage is a sponsor of the app, so... Yeah, check it out, folks. The Apple Store or Google Play, it's free, the Lake Havasu City app, and you can find the latest Speak Out shows on there as well. You're not on it yet, though.
No.
Because you weren't on last week.
I'm my loss.
It is. It's exposure, man.
It is.
It's all about exposure. Yeah. All right. I don't have a calendar for tomorrow. I don't know who's on tomorrow's show.
Maybe nobody.
No, there's somebody on the show. We know that. So what's coming up event-wise for you? Are you dark right now?
We are dark, for any serious event until the Balloon Festival, which we're working on very aggressively currently.
Balloon Fest.
Balloon Fest. It'll be back and bigger and better than ever.
Right. And Los Matadors Golf Tournament is this Saturday at El Rio in Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave. It's right there past Boundary Cone, so... don't miss that if you're up in Bullhead City, and we'll have more tomorrow on Speak Out. Karate Man Sean Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News. Have a great day, everybody.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.